Nolte, Star Wars killer Kathleen Kennedy to step down as Lucasfilm head, per report. By John Nolte on January 6, 2026. After Kathleen Kennedy DEI'd Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and Willow to death, the Disney grooming syndicate is finally ridding itself of her, at least as the head of Lucasfilm, according to a new report. In the next week or two, Disney will finally confirm what we've all known for months. Kathleen Kennedy is indeed stepping down as Lucasfilm president. And Dave Filoni, currently the chief creative officer of the Star Wars unit, will be elevated into the top job, reports the far-left Puck. Filoni has never really been a traditional executive, so they're giving him a partner in Lynwen Brennan. But he'll be the decider on the creative direction of the franchise in film, television, and any other platforms in the galaxy, the report added. All well and good, but the new boss, Dave Filoni, looks an awful lot like the old boss. He's the executive producer and creator of the Disney Plus series Ahsoka. He was also the executive producer behind The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Skeleton Crew. Worse still, Filoni was apparently a mentor to Leslie Headland in her disastrous Disney Plus series The Acolyte. Dave Filoni very quickly became kind of a mentor of mine in terms of navigating what this part of the timeline would be like for both the Jedi and then other Force users, Headland said in an interview. Then she gave him all the blame, some credit for being the inspiration behind her lesbian space witches. It was kind of this aha moment for me when he told me, you know, not all witches are night sisters. The next test of the health of what was once the most beloved and bulletproof franchise in Hollywood history will come with the upcoming release of the first Star Wars feature film in 7 years. The Mandalorian and Grogu hits theaters in May. Personally, Star Wars has worked so hard to alienate, offend, insult, and troll its loyal fan base, it wouldn't surprise me if Mandalorian and Grogu underperforms. We just don't care anymore. There's an air of indifference out there, a sense of moving on. I see it too with Paramount's woke warping of its Star Trek franchise. The creators politicize their golden geese to a point where disappointment turns to anger and then the most deadly fate of all sets in for the brand, indifference. Kennedy has been president of Lucasfilm since 2012 and has made clear she has no intention of retiring. She might even remain involved in the Star Wars universe. Does anyone really care anymore? John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.